ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यापं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराया गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 श्लोक 50 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड महाराज Nimi meets the 9 Yogendra.
Nakam karma vijanam yasya chetasi sambhava vasudeva kanikalyaha स वै भागवतोत्तमः। न काम कर्म बीजानां यस्य चेतसि संभव वासुदेव कल नीलया स वै भागवतोत्तमः। न काम कर्म बीजानां यस्य चेतसि संभव वासुदेवैकनिकलयः स वै भागवतोत्तमः।
One who has taken exclusive shelter of the Supreme Lord Vasudev becomes free from fruitive activities which are based on material lust. In fact, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord is free from even the desire to enjoy material sense gratification. Plans for enjoying sex life, social prestige and money cannot develop within his mind. Thus, he is considered Bhagavatottama, a pure devotee of the Lord on the highest platform. Purport by the servant of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to Sridhar Swami, this verse describes the behavior of a devotee of the Lord. the activity of a pure devotee are devoid of material envy, false elation, delusion and lust. According to Vaishnava commentator, the word bijanam in this verse refers to vasanaha or deeply rooted desire which gradually fructify in the form of activities for which the living entity becomes subject to reaction. Thus, the compound word kama karma vijam nam indicates the deep-rooted desire to lord it over the material world through the enjoyment of sexual pleasure and the expansions of sexual pleasure mentioned in Bhagavatam as graha kshetra saptavitaha, that is, a beautiful residential building, ample land for producing sumptuous food to fill the belly, as well as children, friends, social contacts and a large bank balance. All these material items are essential for completely forgetting that one is eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavatam, janasya mohoyam aham mameti, intoxicated by these objects of material illusion, the conditioned souls become madly convinced that he is the center of universe and that everything in existence has been created only for his personal sense gratification. Whoever obstructs such illusory enjoyments become immediately his enemy and subject to be killed. Because of this bodily concept of life and the shackles of illusion, the whole world is being violently shaken by conflict arising from envy and lust. The only possible solution is to accept the leadership of the Lord's pure devotee, who are described here. A popular expression used to justify democratic government is power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Such homilies may be valid on material platform, but it is specifically mentioned here that a pure devotee of the Lord who has completely taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet cannot even consider taking part in material envy and sense gratification.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Intinamne. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyate Desatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
In a short notice, I was asked to speak on a subject which, not out of humility, but as a matter of fact, I don't really find myself competent to speak upon, especially the last section of this chapter, where last 8 verses have been in the glorification and also the qualification of a Uttam Adhikari are mentioned in this section. Earlier, on the same subject, we discussed how Vasudevji was inquiring submissively to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is actually narrating and ancient history, what conversation took place between a great soul, King Nimi, and the Navi Yogendra? As we all know, as we've been hearing, that Rishabhdev had 100 sons, and one of them, the eldest one, was Bharat. Actually, we should be calling Mera Bishwa Mahan, not Mera Bharat Mahan. Why? The entire universe was named after Maharaj Bharat. And the other 9 sons, those who were Kshatriya, they were ruling the entire 9 deep, Navadeep, the entire universe, because they were Kshatriya. And the 9 other sons, they were engaged in developing spiritual knowledge about the self and roaming around. And the 81 others were the Brahmana who were engaged in propagating fruitive sacrifice activities and all. So these 9 children of Rishabhdev, when they were traveling, they meet King Nimi. And he very humbly asks, if you think I am capable of hearing, when someone makes such a humble inquiry, do you think I am capable of digesting what you will say? I am capable of hearing? And this is the first qualification. So when a speaker thinks that, can I really speak? It is really a tall order that on such an exalted subject, if I can speak. So I need blessings from all the Vaishnavas sitting here and all those who are listening somewhere else to empower me to speak something meaningful which will respect your time. So, in this section, what these 8 slokas are, we learn. In the previous 2 slokas, what is mentioned about the Uttam Adhikari, he sees the whole world as the energy of the Lord. Therefore, he is the greatest among devotees. He is not bewildered by material miseries of birth, old age, hunger, thirst, and therefore he is Bhagavat Pradhan. And what we are reading today, he has exclusively taken shelter of the Supreme Lord Vasudev, and therefore he is considered as Bhagavat Uttama. And future we will see that he doesn't have tinge of pride. Therefore he is the highest, he is to be considered the highest state of devotional service. And then further, he will not give up shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord for a moment. What is described, not for half a moment also, for the opulence of the entire creation. Therefore, he is considered as the best of the Vaishnava. And he has captured the lotus feet of the Lord, not by simply holding, through the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, he is Bhagavat Pradhan. So this is what is the 8 slokas talk about. So, in today's verse, for us, Uttam Adhikari is not really a post. A devotee doesn't want to become an Uttam Adhikari. In our journey for rising up to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari, sometime we feel very helpless and hopeless. Because ऐसा प्रतीत होता है कि दिल्ली बहुत दूर है. But this same helpless and hopeless situation can be converted into a very hopeful situation. When we study the life of these Uttam Adhikari, when we take inspiration from their lifestyle, and within our own capacity, we sincerely make an attempt to assist them. Simple. It's not very complicated. So, what is needed? There is one word today. Actually, each word and syllable of Bhagavatam is very important, non-different from Krishna. But we will talk today on one word. What is described here as prestige, or the post, or the position. Because in the purport we read, how the power corrupt and absolute power corrupt absolutely. And so what is the essence of the teaching of Uttam Adhikari? We chanted this morning, we chant every day, and we have been hearing for years together. What should be our mood? Through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Amanina Manidena, giving all respect to other and expecting none for ourselves. That is the essence. So what we have learned all these years, but are we preparing ourselves or practicing? That is a question to be asked. We have to ask, are we looking, or are we hankering, or are we craving for that post, position, recognition, or any kind of such thing? Are we living without a post? Are we leading without a post? Or are we preparing for leaving this world without a post? Living, leading, and leaving without a post, without a position. So it may be a post of Brahma. I am Brahma. I am the boss of this house. I run the house. I am the president of this temple. I am the director of so-and-so project. I am the trustee of so-and-so trust. I am the in charge of so-and-so center. I am the counselor. I am the mentor. I am the pujari. And there are many posts and designation. And even if unconsciously we have practiced this, to hold on to these positions, then it is very difficult to let it go. And this is very, very detrimental in our journey to the spiritual path. So what is the real post? With our eyes closed, like a parrot, we can always answer this question. What is our real post? And how an Uttam Adhikari has exhibited, how we have heard time and again. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the writer of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the PhD subject book, he is saying, who am I? I am a worm in the stool. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, what he says, Amara Jivan Sada Paperat. In a song, he writes, Pratishtha Lagiya Satya Acharana. For worldly fame, position, and reputation, I engage in unacceptable practices. when his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada was talking about poor ashram. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. So, he was asked, so Swamiji, among these four, where do you belong to? So, I don't belong to anyone. I am the fifth class. I am the servant of all these ashram. An Uttam Adhikari, through his activities, what we have seen in his interaction, and what we have read in his book, Journey Within. Actually, I like this, so I keep repeating. He is quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what he says, that in this world everybody can be great. Everybody, nobody is exempted. Everybody can be great. Why? Because everybody can serve. This is what, if we remember, that our real post, constitutional position, Jivere Swarup, is a Krishna Nitya Das. And if we remember this, then we will always be saved from the trap of that post and position, if at all we are looking to be identified with. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his song, Dushtamano, he says, who's a Vaishnava? Vaishnava K. He mentioned, Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini Chhadi Ache Jare Sei To Vaishnava. One is truly a Vaishnava who has given up the habit of falling victim to the ferocious tigress of what? Wealth and fame. Fame, position. Only that person who has given up this. So, jade re pratishtha, sukare re vishta. Sukar, hog. What he says, such materialistic prestige is as disgusting as the stool of a hog. It is difficult, practically looks impossible, but has to be practiced. His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, last Sunday, he was speaking about certain thing we do not have our control on certain thing. Like, the yogas will come. Sati Yoga, Treta Yoga, Dwapar Yoga, Kal Yuga. You can't change the cycle. And whatever will happen in Kal Yuga will happen. You can't stop the rain. Today should not rain because I want to go for work. The sun will rise. You have no control over things. So you have no control over yoga. You have no control over the karmas you have already performed. You have to pay for that. You have to face the reaction. But certainly you have control over swabhav. You can change. Otherwise, jindagi bhar yahi bolte rahenge, main aisa kyun hu? Rather than, mujhe kaisa hona chahiye? Aur main kis tarah se waisa ho sakta hu jo mujhe hona chahiye? Therefore, one has to work that how I can change. What is the point in remaining on a position when you can't control, when you can't contribute? There are certain number of devotees, those who have excellent example. They don't want to be on that post, but the service expect them to be on that post, and that's how they remain in that post. All pranam to such wonderful souls. But what is our mood? Whether I want to be on that post, that is a question. Narayan Astra was released by Aswatthama. And it cannot be counteracted. The only counteraction for Narayan Astra was the submission. So, the best policy is the humility. Why we want to hold on. The reason we want to hold on may be many. Maybe that we have fear. We have doubt. We have insecurity of being forgotten. Mere ko puchega nahi koi. And rejection. So many things may be the reason that we want to hold on to the post. And all these problems cannot be solved. Some problem has to be dealt with acceptance. Acceptance of our own limitation and appreciating the Kal factor. Why generally, what is considered generally is the greatest fear? The greatest fear we hear from the pastime of that. When Yudhishthir Maharaj is telling Yaksha, the biggest wonder on this earth that people are seeing that my great grandfather died, my father died, my neighbor died, some of my age group fellows are dying, some are younger are dying, but this will not happen to us. This will not happen to me. We hope against the inevitable. Why? Recently I read an article, this answered the question. Maybe yesterday I read this. Because we are Sachit Anand in parts, in limited proportion. Sat. Because we are coming from eternal, part and parcel of the eternal, therefore we want to remain. The desire to be eternal is there. Chit. Desire for gaining knowledge. Because we are part and parcel of all knower. And Anand. Desire for happiness. Because we are part and parcel of all blissful Lord, Sri Krishna. No one wants to die. No one wants to be known as a fool. And no one wants miseries. Why? Because of this reason. But when we forget our constitutional position as a servant of the Lord, that Jiva is a servant, and this servant, when he wants a post, then the problem begins. The post of I am Brahma, I am the boss of the house, I am the counselor, I am the trustee, I am the director, I am the in charge of so-and-so duty, I. And we forget all our teaching, what we have been hearing, Jivara Sarupa Krishna Nityadas, and Amanina Manidena. I want this position. I want to hold on. Why? Because I will be the fear or insecurity of being forgotten. Or many reasons. Rejection. Doubt. We cannot avoid death. And if we have knowledge of the Shastra, we will know that we are fool and unhappy if we want to hold on to the post. About maybe late 80s, I was annually visiting the office of His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu. I'm trying to put some of the points. These are my personal thinking. I don't have any agenda behind, so it should not be misunderstood why I am speaking. But related to these position and post, how one should be careful. That is what I am trying to arrive at. So in late 80s I was visiting the office of His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu, and that was my annual visit. And I was meeting one gentleman for 3-4 years. His name was Mr. Krishnan, very elderly person. And he told me that now this is the last time you are seeing me, and now henceforth you will be, because I am retiring, and now henceforth you will see Mr. Ramanujam. And for the next 15 years, annually, I kept meeting Mr. Ramanujam. After 15 years, annually, I was meeting this gentleman. And sometime for various other purposes, but this annual meet. So one day, Mr. Ramanujam told me that now, this year, the last year you are meeting me, now you will not meet me. So I asked why. So he made a very good point. What he said, you should go when people are asking you, why are you going? You should leave. Rather than waiting for people to say why you are sitting. It's a very simple thing, but it conveys many things. Are we holding on? Another simple example. Recently, His Grace Gaurgopal Prabhu, Subhilas Prabhu, and Brajbihari Prabhu gave a nice presentation separately to all RCM, Regional Council of Group. It means they gave the presentation to the entire councillor board of the Radha Gopinath Temple. And they studied how our Congregation Development Department is presently working. It has 4 zones and there are a lot of activities going on. They gave their presentation that now we want to convert these 4 zones into 7 so that Congregation Department can really function with some modification and we get best out of this department. So they proposed certain ideas, and in that idea there are supposed to be 2 brahmachari representing that ashram, the 2 local preacher with a good standing in spiritual sadhana and desire to develop the department, maybe 2 matajis and 1 or 2 more managers. But one thing was mentioned, that in this department no counselor should be there. Now this may raise a question to a person who is thinking in terms of the post and position, because sometime we may, in the guise of being a senior, think that my experience and words of wisdom has no substitute. But personally, what my view is that I consider myself and my so-called wisdom and experience may be completely outdated in this rapidly changing situation. In spite of knowing and if I want a post, then the purpose of CDD will be DDD, doom, doom and doom. So this is what, as I am saying, this is my personal view when I am giving this example.
Narayan Astra of old age and our incompetency to handle the changing can be dealt with the humility of acceptance. Ashwatthama was when he released the weapon, Krishna told, now you have no choice. If you want to be saved, just submit. Offer your obeisances. This is the only way. But Bhima was acting tough. But sometime a Uttam Adhikari take you by neck and put you down to save you. So he was literally put in that position that you submit. And when this is how Krishna saved. But when Ghatotkach was creating nuisance in the Kaurava, havoc in the Kaurava camp, Duryodhana was bewildered and he was thinking, what can be done now? So he almost forced Karna that now is the time that you use Shakti weapon. And he used the Shakti weapon and he killed Ghatotkach. But what happened in the process? He gave away the hope of winning the war. That Shakti weapon actually he had reserved for Arjun. The temple authorities and the Sadhu Sangha, with the recent development in the management system of Radha Gopinath temple, is trying to teach us through their own example, their conduct and their behavior, that how these posts are not very 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 important, but the spirit has to be understood. When each senior is not expecting anything special and each junior is looking forward to offer everything to the senior. And if we advance further, that each devotee is only thinking that how I can serve the others, irrespective of junior or senior. That is the best position and the safe position for getting rid of this post business or position business or prestige business. Whatever I am speaking is I have some portion taken from the book of His Grace Subhilas Prabhu, when in the title, "Are You Scared to Be Offline?" That one page says it all. Are you scared to be offline? Today, in the age of 24/7, Facebook, WhatsApp, Internet, Twitter, and many other things. In fact, I read one message where a child is asking grandfather, "I really wonder, grandpa, how did you live your life without WhatsApp, Twitter, Internet, and all these kind of a thing? How you lived, grandpa?" So grandpa said, "I also wonder how you guys are living your life without any value, without any purpose, without any respect, without any truthfulness, and also how will you live?" So in this age of 24/7 online, why we are scared of getting offline? Again, insecurity of being forgotten. And how this insecurity we can get rid of that?
get offline, what will happen? Lord Ramchandra was also found by no one sometime. And he was found sitting with the sages. So get offline, what will happen? Then you will grow. Then get online. Why? What will happen? Then you will give. So when we grow, that is the time only we can give. Therefore it is essential that we keep ourselves always very simple and humble. Simply performing, discharging our duties. I may have totally neglected, and this act of my mother have completely gone unnoticed by me as an 8-year-old child. For 30 years she has been practicing something what my sister reminded me in family gathering. It is a rule in our house, for years together we have watched that the prasadam is cooked, kept in front of Laddu Gopal, and also a burning coal is brought next to, and some pieces of the whatever is cooked is taken from the plate and also put on the burning coal to offer to the fire god. And after that everyone is given the prasadam to eat. Sometime we will sit with my father and eat. So it went unnoticed. What generally happens when an elderly person eat prasad in the plate, they wash their hand in the same plate. This is what, where I am grown, what I have seen. But my father was never washing his hand in the plate. He would just wash aside or outside. And what I have seen this was happening, but why it was happening went really unnoticed. Which my sister, for 30 years my mother was eating in that plate what my father was leaving. This lady, without any post, was discharging all her duties, looking after the children. And not only that, another thing, she, for 30 years, till the time my father started traveling outside and my father had terminal disease, till that time for 30 years she has been doing all this. And also she did not eat a sweet which was not left by my father in the plate. So sometime my bua would comment that today Bhai Sahab has taken 2 sweets and left 1 because he did not like. So my father's intention was to leave the sweet for my mother so that she can eat. So these simple things go unnoticed, but Krishna reciprocate. She was given shelter of Srila Prabhupada. She was initiated by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. She left her body, but all her life she was not in the forefront. She did not have a post, she did not have a position, but she discharged her duty as a responsible mother and a responsible wife. So if we are conscious of our constitutional position, that we don't hold a post, we are servant of Krishna, and discharge our duty, our life will be safe and we will be a contributor in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. I'll take 5 minutes to speak something about Shyamananda Prabhu, whose disappearance day we are celebrating today. He was born in a village named Utkal. His father's name was Krishna Mandal. His mother's name was Sri Durika. Shyamananda Prabhu was also named as dukhiya because many of his brothers and sisters had died in earlier age. As a child, he has developed great attachment for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Therefore, his father thought that now you should be initiated. But he is the one, at such younger age, telling his father that my Guru Maharaj is Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, Hriday Chaitanya Goswami was living at that time at Ambika Kalna. He was the disciple of Goridas Pandit. When Shamananda went there, he offered obeisances to Goridas Pandit, and just then when Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu was passing, and how very nicely he introduced himself to Hriday Chaitanya, and Hriday Chaitanya was very much impressed, and he accepted him as a disciple and gave him the name Krishna Das. So from Dukhiya he became Krishna Das, and just then later on he was given instruction from his Guru Maharaj to go and take shelter and learn from Jiv Goswami, study scripture. He approached Jiv Goswami. Just when he approached Jiv Goswami, he also met Srinivas and Narottam. They served Jiv Goswami together. One pastime in Vrindavan, where Radha Shyam Sundar temple is there in his meditation, actually he found one ankle bracelet which Vishakha asked if he has found. He said, yes, I have found, but I will give it to only Radharani. Then Radharani questions him. Radharani also name him this name, Shamanan, and she also put a tilak. When he comes out of this trance, the Radharani is gone, but the tilak is still on his forehead. The Goswamis of Vrindavan decides that they should, these three, Shamanand, Srinivas and Rottam, take the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. And so they give, through the Jiv Goswami instruction, and full container load of the book scriptures are sent, but they are lost, a long story. But today is the day, the first day of dark fortnight of Asadha month, when His Grace Shamanand Prabhu departed from this world. And this is the place, his samadhi, where he found that ankle bracelet of Radharani, which is now at Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir in Vrindavan. And his Aradhya Dev is also Radha Shyam Sundar. So we'll end here, and it goes Shyamanand Prabhu ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Itai Gaur Prem.